Kof Zayin Nissan, Sunday the 23rd of April, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, preparing for Matan Torah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Waldman, Lichvod Simchaschem.
Can I change the topic?
Not at all.
In a further change?
Further change. Yom HaShoah.
Yom HaShoah.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
After Pesach, at Mitzvah Shem, it should be a Zman of getting ready for Matan Torah. That was supposed to be the original topic here. But I want to speak about that tomorrow is, in Israel and all over the world, it's Yom HaShoah.
Yeah.
And I would like to say my feelings about it. Why was the Yom HaShoah chosen tomorrow? Usually it's Kav Zayin Nissan, but today because of Shabbos, so push it off to Monday. Because they say that's when the uprising of the Warsaw Ghetto took place. Which again, it's not accurate. It took place before Pesach. So why is it being commemorated now? So you push it off to now, that it should be a week before Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmaut. And I want to know with you, Amaral and Pashas B'chukursai, to point out that history of Am Yisrael cannot be decided by people who have no understanding in Torah and Mitzvahs. The history of the Jewish people is something sacred. It's almost like Torah itself. Kabbalah Vasseman has it said that when you study the history of Am Yisrael, you may have to make Birkas HaTorah. Because Kudsh HaBrichu v'Yisrael v'Oraisa Chalem, Kudsh HaBrichu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oraisa is the Torah, and Yisrael, what's Yisrael? You, me, our parents, grandparents, what's Yisrael? The history of Am Yisrael. And when you let people who have no understanding of what Am Yisrael stands for making such kind of decisions, they miss the boat. Now, it so happens to be that Yom HaShoah is a loaded topic, especially for people my age and over, because we all grew up in the era, we're all called survivors. But I want to bring out why this day has nothing to do with Torah and Mitzvahs. It's totally misplaced. And I would like to explain why. First of all, and those of us who are old enough to remember, in 1977, when Menachem Begin came to America as the first time as the Prime Minister of Israel, he did something which no other Prime Minister did before or after. Anybody recall what it was? Lubavitch Rebbe. You got to be Lubavitch. Well, Lubavitch. He met Gdolei Yisrael for 2 days. One of them was the Lubavitch Rebbe. He also met in the home of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he met all Gdolei Yisrael. Then the next day, he met the Lubavitch Rebbe. The Mashkara. And Rav Huta Zatzal said over what happened in the conversation that he had with Menachem Begin. What happened was, Menachem Begin came in, and then he had apparently a very good advisor who told him what to speak to each one individually afterwards. He spoke to Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik about the topic Miu Yehudi, and he spoke to Rav Huta about the topic of Yom HaShoah. And he asked Rav Huta Zatzal if he would support that the day should be on Tisha B'Av, not on Kav Zayin Nissan. And Rav Hutner and Menachem Begin, which both men lost their whole family in the Shoah, agreed, of course, Tisha B'Av is the day. Imagine the bell. Tisha B'Av is the day of Churban Bayis Rishon, and Churban Bayis Sheni, and all the Churbanos of Am Yisrael. That's the day we commemorate. And Menachem Begin, when he came back to Israel, offered it to the Knesset. The anti-religious people objected by saying, you're going to make it a religious day. So that it's kept till today, Kav Zayin Nissan. But remember that the Israeli Prime Minister also wanted to move it over to Tisha B'Av. Why is it so upsetting that taking tomorrow as the day of Yom HaShoah? First of all, it's Chodesh Nissan. It's the time that we don't say Tachnun. So there's halachic issues with that. There would have been so many other dates which would have been maybe more appropriate that we could think of. But the underlying message is that they say we cannot identify with those who did not fight back. So let's connect it to the Warsaw Uprising, who were Gdoishim that got killed, and the uprising of the Warsaw Ghetto, by all means, is not a representative of what happened in the Shoah. It's less than 0.5%. So what's the intellectual honesty of choosing an event of 0.5% and saying this is the day? Now, what's the pshat? What about the Jews that did not fight back? So there's a Maharal in Parshas Bechukosai, which I would like to share with you. If I would have had the means and the possibility, I would have had this Maharal translated to 70 languages and inscribed on the walls of any Holocaust museum in the world. Let's go what the Maharal is talking about. After all, we're here for learning Torah, so let's learn Torah. It says in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, right? Not so far away from today. That's what's written. Which means 5 Jews will run after 100 goyim, and 100 Jews will run after 10,000 goyim. Asks Rashi, b'chikachu acheshbon? The mathematics don't work. If it's 5 going after 100, so the ratio is 1 to 20. So then 100 should go after 2,000. How did it jump to 10,000? Says Rashi, "Eino dome, rabim ha'osim et ha'Torah, lemuatim ha'osim et ha'Torah." When there's more yidden, it's just that much more. The more the merry. The koach of a tzibur, that's what Rashi answers. Asks Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, one of the first super commentators in Rashi, "I got another pasuk that you have the same problem as well, and there Rashi's answer won't help. You'll have to come up with another answer. Once you say that other answer, maybe you say that other answer here as well. What's the other pasuk?" And Shiras Ha'azinu, when we're Nebuch on the losing side. So what does it say? Echad yirdof echad elef v'shnayim yanusu rebava. How could it be that one goy could go after 1,000 Jews and 2 goyim after 10,000 Jews? It's one. I think it's the only time that the Torah asks a rhetorical question. I think. Maybe there's another time. I can't recall now. Huh? No, that's not rhetorical. That's a partial question. Here, it's a rhetorical question. Could I have to listen? How is it possible? Im lo, isn't it because? Kitzuram mecharam v'ashem mizgiram. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them over. Also, but the other numbers don't work. One goy goes after 1,000 yidden, so 2 goyim should go after how many? 2,000. How did it jump to 10,000? The same numbers are the problem. It should have said 2,000. It says 10,000. In Parshas Bechukosai and in Parshas Ha'azinu. What are you going to answer in Parshas Ha'azinu? Hadudi, what are you going to answer? What are you going to answer? Ein ol domeh mo'atim to 2 goyim to 1 goy? You can't answer it there. So Rashi's answer in Parshas Bechukosai doesn't cover Ha'azinu. So what are you going to do? That's what Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi asks on Rashi. Answers the Maharal in Parshas Bechukosai. Says it's not a kasha. What it says in Parshas Ha'azinu I could explain easy. And I needed Rashi for Parshas Bechukosai. Why? What it says in Parshas Ha'azinu you can explain easy. Says the Maharal, the Helike, Rabban Shel Yisrael. He's the one that has the right to speak about Jewish destiny and Jewish history. Says the Maharal, we say Hashem Echad. We don't have any self-identity. When Hashem gives us the juice, we can beat Sancheriv, a superpower, in one night. And if Hashem doesn't give us the juice, there's nothing left. Simply put, the goyim fight back even when they lose. Like you say, till the last drop of blood. Yidden, when they lose, they do not fight back, says the Maharal. Because why do we lose? We never lost because the other party is stronger. We got a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We lost, if we lose, it's because a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us over. So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us over, what are you going to fight with? Now, of course, you'll try, but you'll see there's nothing, that you don't have the source of energy. It's like I'll give you a mobile phone without batteries. Okay, try to use it, press the buttons, and I'm telling you now, nothing's going to happen. Because there's no source of energy. So when Goyim lose, they still put up a fight. So that's a come, that's by Goyim. But by Am Yisrael, if we lose in such a kind of way, of kimlo kitzuram mecharam v'ashem izgiram, there's nothing you can do. So here I can work out the numbers the following, says the Maharal. Let's speak about again when Am Yisrael never was losing. I could say the following. One person could collect 1,000 oranges a day in the kibbutz. And if it's two, they'll collect 10,000 oranges. Why? If it's one, he falls asleep, he's lazy, and he chills out, so he collects 1,000. If it's two, so they mechazik each other, he'll collect 10,000. Why don't the oranges fight back? Because oranges don't fight back. That's what happens to Am Yisrael when it's the pasuk of Azino, im lo kitzuram mecharam, Hashem izgiram. So the pasuk in Azino makes sense. Lo pidei chateva. You don't have to come at the schus arabim and schus tzibur. It all makes sense because Am Yisrael says Hashem echad. Hashem echad means there's no other reality but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu disconnected the plug, we don't have any other sources. I'll give you an example. The Goyim, who also has the right to speak about Jewish destiny and Jewish history, points out that the relationship between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is the relationship of Eretz Yisrael and Numus Olam. The same yachas. What happens in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Let's take Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim regarding water, the water situation. So what do you say? What happens in Eretz Yisrael when there's no water? What? There's nothing there? There's no water? We have a little kinneret, a few bottles of Coke. That's it. You don't have any resources kacha on the bottom, somewhere in Switzerland. You don't have any like a saving account somewhere. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the water, yes. If Chas Hashem a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give the water, then. My lasot, then. There's no alternative source. Or there's rain, or Chas Hashem there isn't. Mashiach and the Egyptians, what do they have? They got the Nile. If it won't rain there for 50 years, they still have water. They have these other resources, which Am Yisrael doesn't have in Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, that's the matzav of Am Yisrael and Umos Olam. Am Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us what we need, we're on the top of the world. But if Chas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu disconnects the plug, no kasha with the numbers of Pashas Azino. However, in Pashas Chukosai, when the Goyim are the ones who are losing, and they help Pidechateva, they fight back to the last drop of blood. So yes, the Goyim, we went up from 5 to 100, but the Goyim also went up from 100 to 2,000. So the ratio should have been kept. Ela, ino dome, rabim osim et ha-Torah, lemoatim osim et ha-Torah. At kan divrei Elokim Chaim of the Maharal Prague. Again, what does this mean? We have a different kind of mechanism. By us, it's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, what happened in the Shoah was definitely the Gzer in Pashas Azino. Im lo kitzuram mecharam, Hashem izgiram. So, what are you going to do once HaKadosh Baruch Hu disconnected? The only source of our energy is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he disconnected it. So what are you going to do? Lahavdil, or not lahavdil, ma'adovadim is someone who's nebuch, depression, suffers from a deep depression. And you go over to him and say, come on, you can do it. You give him a pat on the back. Come on! It won't go. If it's a teenager, you give him a pat on the back, it goes. Here it won't go. That's Arsa, that's become the night of Pesach, which is the night of our birth, and the night of Tisha B'Av always fall out on the same day. Atbash. Because they both send the same message. One of the kinnis of Tisha B'Av is B'tseisim B'Mitzayim, B'tseisim Yerushalayim, B'tseisim B'Mitzayim, B'tseisim Yerushalayim. They both say exactly the same message. That what? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on our side, Hashem Yelachem Lachem V'Atem Tacharishon. And then if Chas HaShem not, Echa Yerdof Echad Elef, Eshnayim Anisur Rebavah. So do we have anything to be embarrassed with the Yidden who did not fight back? Chas V'Shalom. They're a manifestation of Hashem Echad. They're showing what Am Yisrael is. So what, who are those who were koveah that it should be done in Kav Zayin Nissen? Those who have absolutely no shaykhus to Torah Mitzvahs, I know their names. My brother Ezra corresponded with one of them about 30 some years ago. It's nothing. And history of Am Yisrael is holy. It's Kodesh V'Torah. Would you hear a Chumash lesson from someone that has a blood in a cup? Would you? Would you hear a Chumash lesson from someone who doesn't wear a kapel? Huh? No, you won't. What? Would you hear a Gemara share from someone that doesn't keep kosher? No. So I'm not willing to hear someone that who doesn't keep Shabbos that's going to tell me which day of the year we should commemorate for this or for that. Now, the Rabbanut HaRashit in Israel said to do it on Asar B'Teves, Yom HaKadish HaKlali. But today, now, if you voice this opinion, hey, you're not sensitive enough. You don't care enough. Of course we care. We were all hit by the same way. As I mentioned yesterday, this year that I gave, I come from a generation that when I was 12 years old, we were 36 boys in the class, and the teacher asked, who of you has two sets of grandparents? I was the only one in the whole class. Because my parents and grandparents were in the United States at the time of the Shoah. No one else had two sets of grandparents. Some had two, one, two sets? Nobody had. That's the generation that I grew up in. So of course, it's something that we all think about. But the history of Am Yisrael is a Dover Shebegdusha. And this is what Rebbe Elchanan quotes the Pasuk, Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha, Skenecha V'Yomru Lach. Rebbe Elchanan has a tzad to make Birkas HaTorah when you study Jewish history. Ad Kedekach. Lalach Yipaske Tzad. Why? Because it's very similar to Torah. What is Torah? The Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's Jewish history? The Hanhaga of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They both reveal what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing and what he is. So you got to be capable of understanding a Kodesh Baruch Hu's messages. So who's capable to do that? Gdolei Yisrael. Throughout the generations. They're the ones that can decide. Not regular people. With all due respect. And this is a classical example. So of course, I would also, if I would be in Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, and there'll be the siren in the streets, I would stand. Because you know, not to make a chil Hashem, and people interpret it. But when I'm in my school inside, I got to commemorate this day? I don't think so. If I'm not in the streets in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know. Ask your local rabbi what to do. But I'll call Purim Chabad. Remember, Rav Hutner would scream on this Chai V'Kayim. The history of Am Yisrael. He says, you know how come we don't learn history? How come in yeshivas we don't study history? He says, people think it's the batlonis of maybe yeshivach, and they don't study history. He says, it's pumpfakert. He gives a mashal. How come we don't study Yerushalmi in yeshivas? We study Babli. The Ger Rebbe, before it was Lubavitch Rebbe, now the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe said to learn Yerushalmi. Right? But otherwise, the yeshivas don't study Yerushalmi. You know why? Because the Yerushalmi is not chashav enough? Chas v'shalom. It's because there's no Rishonim in the Yerushalmi. There's the plain Moshe and the Korban Eidah. There's no Rishonim. We're afraid to study a Talmud without Rishonim. If you don't have a Rashi, a Tosfos, a Rajba, we're afraid to do it. That's how come we don't study Yerushalmi. Says Rav Hutner Zatzal, that's the exact same reason why we don't study history. Because we don't have Rishonim to tell us how to study it. It's like Torah and Mitzvahs. It's like Torah. You need a Rishon to tell you Taj. You need a Kodesh V'Torah. So Rabbi, let's go over again what we're learning today. So remember that Maharal and Pasha Mechukosai. Do we have anything to be embarrassed with the Yidden who did not fight back, which were probably more than 98% of them? Whatever the numbers are, I'm not an expert, but I don't think I'm off by a lot. Ches v'shalom. They're all G'doshim v'tohorim k'zor rakia mazhirim, and they're all going to make it big time to Gan Eden and Olam Haba b'li shum sofek. Should they have acted differently? Well, if they could have, they would have. Without a doubt. So when someone comes and tells you, you know, if you would have had in 1940 the Israeli army, everything would have looked different. You know, if you look at that statement, you know what it really means? It's taking goyish logic on Jewish history. And it's not a shidduch. I'll tell you, it's not a shidduch. Goyish logic says that a country is successful if it has a good economy and a good army and resources. Yeah, it's strong. So if you give them an army, yeah, it should work. But we know that the whole thing is our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if Chas V'Shalom is the Pasuk, Echa Yigudof Echad Elef Eshnaim Onisu Revava Im Lo Kitzuram Echaram V'Hashem Yizgiram, so giving an Israeli army would have helped. It's like giving a tank or a plane to a two-year-old. They can't do anything with it. Just to remember that we're different. We got a different track record from day one. From the day that we were born in Mitzrayim. It's all about us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the moment that we were born, we're just now finishing Pesach, we were engaged. The night that we were born, the night that the baby was born. How old is Am Yisrael? 3,329 years old. From which day do you count? You'd see us in time. Another 4 years will be 3,333. Wow. So 3,329 years old. What's that birthday? The birthday is Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the birthday cake? Ugot Matzot. That's what it says. Ugot cake. Ugot Matzot. That's our birthday. And the moment that we were born, on the night that we were born, what were we engaged with? Korban Pesach. Right, officer? That's what we were engaged with. That beginning sets the tone. The day that we were born, there were, I don't know how many, tens of thousands or maybe more people dying. Ain't bite, asher ain't shemes. Could you imagine a baby being born in such a kind of place? In a hospital that yipol b'tzitcha elef u'vavah mi'yiminecha ve'elecha lo yigash? That's the situation that we were born in. B'diyuk. That's what Am Yisrael was born in. And what saved us? Korban Pesach. V'reisi Saddam u'fasachti alecha. And that's our history, that's our lot from day one. It's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, v'tu loy midi. Of course you should do your shtablis. Of course not every time it's the gzera chas v'shalom k'ashem yizgiram v'tzoram echam, chas v'shalom. So of course you should try. But once chas v'shalom, that's the gzera, what are you going to do? Ma'ayin yobo yizri. Where is it going to come from, if not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now you don't know what it is, so in the morning you get up and you try your best. But you'll see that, if that's the gzera, what happened? So what happened with the uprising? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give the Jews. That's how we look at it. Well, yes?
What about Chashmonoi? That they fought like five against the Greek army.
Yeah?
Yeah? Would you say Hashem is Giron?
No, it's not. It wasn't Hashem is Giron. They had the initiative. The fact that they had the initiative, and they were Gdol Yisrael, and they decided. I don't see what's wrong. Sometimes I question, well, listen, we beat some Kharev. A superpower in one night.
Okay, we didn't do that. That
was a Malach. A fight. Listen, they had the Das Torah, and they did. The Chofetz Chaim said that we should have fought against communism. They didn't get exactly what the Cheshbonai did. That's what the whole Chofetz Chaim said. So, Rabbi Yisai, so I'll call Panim, remember, we have a different agenda. We say every morning, Shalom, Sani Goy. We're different, Chavre. We said last night in Avdola, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Ben? Salam. Is there a difference between Ol Choshech? Yeah. Is there a difference between Kodesh Hall, between the Koisel and Brent Street? Yeah. Is there a difference between a Yid and a Goy? Yes. What? Right? Is there a difference between a Yid and a Goy? What's the main uniqueness of being a Yid? It's all about our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all about that. We're the only nation in the world that has this special, special relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He took us out of Mitzrayim with unbelievable miracles. He gave us the Torah in front of 2-3 million people. And it's going on since. We're that nation. At Etzem Hayom Hazeh. We have... that's what we are. Us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu and us. I told the Olam. I'll say it over again. Ramesh Shapira Zatzal, from the last times I met him, I asked him a question, how come it doesn't say in the Gimel Ikrim about the Mesorah of Torah? You know, the Pirkei Avos we started yesterday. Should it be saying, Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima sheyesh Mesorah shel Torah? Say, no, it's not a kasha, tells him Ramesh Zatzal. Because when you say that you believe in the Torah, it includes that. Fine. And I looked up the Rabbah in the Gimel Ikrim and in the Hagdamah to Perek. Kind of like he says something fresh, what Ramesh says. And that tells me, Ramesh, I'll tell you a kasha that I have. About an omission of the Gimel Ikrim. I'll tell you a kasha that I have. And here, you want to hear the difference. Why the name Yisrael doesn't appear once in the Gimel Ikrim? Shouldn't it say, Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima shaboy yizboach shmoy bochel ba'am Yisrael ke'am zgula mikol ha'amim? Isn't that part and parcel of our identity? How come the name Yisrael doesn't appear once in the Ani ma'amins? You hear my kasha, you hear his kasha? You hear the chilek? That's the chilek. I'm a basketball player. He's a gadol. Says, your kasha is not sure. This is a kasha. Why the name Yisrael does not appear once in the Gimel Ikrim? Oh, that's a kasha. And I thought about it for a day, and I came back to him the next day. And I said, Rabbi, I think I have an answer. And he was makabel. Am Yisrael doesn't have any self. Am Yisrael is a window, a clean and clear window that through us you see that Hashem Echad. We don't have any other identity but that we're totally nullified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. So there's no need to mention Am Yisrael on its own. Adarabah, if you're going to single out Am Yisrael, you're missing the point. You know how come we're going to live forever? Because there's no self about us. Everything in the world dies at the end. But Am Yisrael. Because there's no self. It's kol kulay yichud Hashem. Tishel da kosh baruch hu's yachid bo'olamay. I said over to Ramesh, he told me, Tov Yeshua. Tov. It was makabel. That's the guy who doesn't mention Yisrael. In the Ani Ma'amin. That's who we are. And just imagine you hear a rabbi speaking and he has a microphone. So someone's going to say, I heard the rabbi speak. Someone will tell him, no, it wasn't the rabbi. It was the mic. The mic's not important on its own. It's a mouthpiece. It's not chaylik mokum la'atzmai. No one will say, no, it wasn't the rabbi. It was the mic. Would anybody say that?
I wouldn't.
You might. Even though you're into the business of mics and so on, you won't say it either. Nachon? Because it's batel. It's batel to the speaker. You hear the speaker. Am Yisrael is a mouthpiece of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'tu loy midi. Nothing more than that. And when a Chas Hashem, when it's a gzera of Ki Hashem Kitzuram Mecharam V'Hashem Mizgiram, that's the gzera. And it's also reflecting Hashem Echad. So there's nothing to be ashamed of the Yidden who did not fight back. Because that's the uniqueness of the Yid. And Miyatz Hashem, from now on, Hashem Echad should be always manifested and expressed in a positive way. Av Hashem Yelachem Lachem Atem Tachishun. And the Gzera of Kimno Kitzuram Mecharam Hashem Mizgiram. Every word of the Torah has to hit Miskayim. But it was already Miskayim. And if it was already Miskayim, Dayenu. From now on it should be only in Achdus Hashem in the most positive way. No, yeah, yes.
Just want to ask a question. Based on what you're saying, that we are just the mouthpiece, so why do you do the Ikrim? Is there a stress? And Imam in the Munshim of Rabbias HaMashiach, as opposed to the Tzkufa of the Geula. The Mashiach is just also an emsoi to be megala after Hashem ma'aseh b'lovei. Why is there a stress both in the Rambam and in the Ikkar on the man himself? He's just coming to be megala.
I think it's a kasha, not regardless of what I said now. It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. If you would come 9:10, you would see we answered it. Ha ha, we didn't. I'm just kidding. Just a stuff. Okay. You know, to make life interesting. We're Yidden, guys. We're Yidden. Don't forget it. Yes. Please don't misunderstand me. Of course you gotta do Shtadlis. But it won't happen if Chas V'Shalom, that's a gzera. Of course, it's like I'll give you again, the mashal I give you. I'm going to give you a phone without batteries. Do your status, press the buttons, see what you can do, about time, nothing will happen. When do we know, how do we know if that's the exam, that's the exam? No, we don't know. So you get up in the morning and you try, of course you got to do your status. But if that's the exam, your status won't help. It's like a phone without a battery. No, I want this to be clear, I'm not saying not to do your status. Of course you should. Oh, but even if there's no water, what are you going to do? Okay? Yes?
Presumably the same logic about Yom HaShoah also applies to Yom HaTzmaut, which is also fixed by people who are
not... that's another issue. Listen, that's another issue. So we'll talk about it a different time. But it's true. Making dates in Am Yisrael, it has to be it has to be like big people, like some sefer. You know, these people are the ones that are barhachi to do it. I'm not barhachi to do it. And I keep Shabbos, hopefully. Don't ask me about the Eruv, but I keep Shabbos. I do. I'm not. You got to be a giant to make these decisions. A giant. And there has to be a few giants together.
Why did they not mention at all of 80% of Jewish nation
Okay, that's another kasha. Okay, how come it doesn't mention there? Makas Choshech, 80%. Some opinions of Chazal even more. Yeah, some opinions of Chazal even more. Yeah, that's a good kasha. What? Yeah, so such a Rebbe is an 80%. That's a Cheskel's question. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Yes. And what? No, I could tell you. I could tell you even more. I checked it out. The Rabbanut HaRashit, the Bavom Shapira Zatzal, and the Ramot Chiliyahu Zatzal. I have it. It's an Oitzah Chachma. You can find it. It said in the Farish, it's a Goyish Shemunah. When you're in the streets, do it because you know Shalom. But definitely, it's much more preferable to say Mishnayos and Tehillim. Bavadai. That has to do also with the Goyishim of the Yom HaZikron of the Chayli Tzal who are Goyishim B'Torahim. Bavadai. Bevadai. Once you do commemorate, how do you commemorate? Bevadai, bevadai. This is the Rabbanut HaRashit, not the Torah Karta, the Rabbanut HaRashit. So Rabbi says, so today I'm sure there'll be a response to this, what we're going to be speaking about today. But I think I'm saying what Das Torah would say. What the morale in Gedolei Yisrael said throughout the generations. Ato Echad, V'shimcha Echad, U'mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad, Ba'aretz. The Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Echad of Am Yisrael are intertwined with each other. The boys say again, we should be Zoicha from now on only that the Echad should be manifested in happy and joyful occasions. Ki Meitzes Chom Eretz Mitzrayim Er Enu Niflois. Okay, the boys say. Okay.